Good morning. Is that working for you now?
Yes, it's getting there.
Now we're trying to get a little more gas in the headphones of Lubbock Independent School District Superintendent Burl Robertson. Welcome to the program, man. Good to finally meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you all.
We're
appreciate
trying to
having
give
me
him
on.
More volume in his headphones. We're not trying to give him more gas.
Well, here's the deal.
Just wanted to clear that up.
Volume's good.
Okay. He was leaning back in his chair, and he's like going, would you guys crank it up? Okay. A lot of things on people's minds, and huge construction projects at, I know, Lubbock High School, Monterey High School. Now, of course, Lubbock High, the big thing there is the whole new cafeteria complex. Then we have, I guess, at Monterey High School, the track and the field, and then that south wing there. Mm-hmm. And then at Coronado High School, man, just they're redoing the entire inside of the cafeteria, and just it looks fabulous. But also the parking is kind of a deal. Are we going to be ready to go back to school?
No question, we'll be ready. I mean, it's, you know, all construction projects, when you're in the school business, if they're a major at all, you're going to be, timelines are tight, and we recognize that. And Coronado is not the only one that we have tight timelines on. We put our contractors under some pressure to get things done. They're used to working in this environment. The Coronado is a little different story because we've got the cafeteria model at Coronado. We've got the interior renovation at Coronado. We've got the office renovation at Coronado. We've got the parking lot renovation at Coronado. And so we may be a few parking spots shy for a couple of few weeks, but we're going to make it fine at Coronado.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was over at Coronado High School last week that the temporary buildings that were over at May Murphy are now the temporary office buildings on the north side of Coronado High School.
Well, I wouldn't guarantee they're the ones at May Murphy because we've got them all over the district.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, yeah, they're everywhere. This year, particularly with the new Miller Elementary that will be breaking ground soon, you know, we had to put 9 or 10 new portables over at Haynes just to make sure we had enough room for our kids. And we had 13 or 14 portables in the district from various campuses that we've closed, and because of enrollment and different kinds of things at Coronado, we pretty much used all of our portables, and so. You know, hopefully in about 18 months we can get rid of those portables and have school as usual and not be worried about getting school started because of construction projects.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, I
yeah.
think that one of the projects that's really coming to a close and ahead would be Plains Capital Park because yesterday on the program, Nancy Sharp was on telling us and made the announcement, kind of dropped the bomb, so to speak, about the open house over at Plains Capital Park, and that's coming up on the 25th.
That's okay. Correct.
That's going to be a big deal.
It's a really big deal for our community. I go out there play once a week because I'm kind of nervous about that opening as well, because that's a huge project. And you know, when you're looking at having anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 fans come in about 3 weeks, that thing's got to be ready, and we've got to be, you know, have our safety issues done. But I have full confidence that they'll get it done. It's really a great facility. It's something that I think Lubbock's needed for many years. And so we can compete with anybody around us 400 miles in that building. But the 25th from 2 to 4 is the, we'll call it the grand opening of Plains Capital Park.
It's the day before school starts.
Day before school starts. And thank you goes out to Plains Capital Bank for, you know, their donation for that facility. You know, great partners of ours. And can't wait to have that grand opening and for the community to be able to see. Because when you drive outside, you really don't see the full impact until you really go in the facility and see the new. It's just a really quality place for our kids.
Yeah. We've had band competitions there. This is going to be even greater for band competitions and, of course, football playoff games and be more of a contender there.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that it's really going to be monumental in attracting more of the, like, regional games and stuff like that because it's nice. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's nice. Anything else that you have cooking over at the district that you want to cover?
Well, I tell you right now, it's you know, we're just kind of on full throttle into August, you know, August 26th. We're opening a brand new elementary school, Urban Elementary, gorgeous school in that community. We've remodeled our Alderson Middle School, which now will be the new Alderson Elementary. It's again a great remodel. Talkington School for Young Women Leaders. You know, we're adding on to that building and redoing the art room, and so that's
a brand new school, and we're already adding on to that.
Well, it was a Hunt Elementary, old Hunt Elementary, and we started with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and we're moving into full-fledged high school. And so this was in the plan all along. But we have our cafeterias that we're opening this year. Lubbock High is a gorgeous facility. And, you know, we have to maintain the architectural integrity of Lubbock High School, and it's a great facility. Monterey, probably one of our most challenging cafeterias because we had to redesign that based on our first look. And so we'll have room for kids to sit in there, but we'll probably have to move food in for, you know, yeah, for a month or two.
No. You know, and as a parent, I told Nancy Sharp this yesterday. As a parent, I think that's such a great idea to just close the campuses for lunch and have the kids stay on campus. I think a lot of parents will feel much better knowing where their kids are during lunch.
A lot of the kids aren't happy about that.
It may be.
Get over it.
But, yeah, you know, I'll tell you, our planning process, our 2020 committee that helped us plan this facility study, which is a long-range facility plan, that was the one thing they were unanimous on, and that is closing campuses for lunch. Because at some point in time, a very bad accident is going to happen, and we're going to wish we had closed a long time ago.
And well, so I feel, and they so have good happened at right, other school districts, sure, too, that had open campuses.
Now, Laura, here's a jewel that's in the district and under construction right now that a lot of people don't really know about or pay attention to because of its location. It's over there at 24th and MLK. It's Iles-Wheatley. It's a fabulous building.
Yeah, and that's the Urban Elementary I was talking about.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The combination of Iles-Wheatley. You're right, Jim. I walked through that yesterday. It is an unbelievable facility. And I'm going to start my day there a week from Monday.
Oh, really?
And watch the kids come in and greet the parents. Because, you know, we've not invested like that on the east side of Lubbock in a long, long time. And so,
and very quickly, you are a panelist for the luncheon coming up, the chamber luncheon.
Yes, on the 21st.
Yes.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
So, yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Curtis Coldwell, former superintendent, the keynote speaker. And, of course, Burl, you're going to be one of the panelists there. So that's kind of awesome. That's kind of a neat thing that you're involved with that. Had Norma Rich Johnson on from the chamber just a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Hey, good to meet you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Great to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
Good
pleasure.
Luck for getting back to school.
Well, we'll need all of it we can get, but we're going to make it. Thank you so much.